The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
What is your favorite pork product? The National Pork Council sponsored. I'm just kidding. This is the Colleen and Bradley
Feel
Show.
Feel free to send us a check.
Thank My you. Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And we are carnivores.
Chewing the fat.
Mm. Oink, oink.
We love ourselves some meat on this show.
Making some bacon.
Why are we asking people what their favorite pork
so,
product is?
So, I had a very, very thoughtful conversation in my head earlier today.
With myself.
With myself, as I do most days. But, you know, growing up an only child, you learn how to do that relatively quickly in order to not go insane. So the conversation I was having was all about pork. And it was because I was watching a video on how to make your own Canadian bacon, which is a thing you can do. And it's really not that hard.
So I thought, you just go to Canada and get bacon.
Right? And it turns out in Canada,
is
they
it
don't...
Canadian pigs that give you Canadian
no.
bacon?
And in Canada, they don't call it Canadian bacon.
They call it ham, which is what it is.
Bacon?
Oh.
Or, I don't know. There's also something called pea meal bacon, which I learned about. Mm-hmm. It has to do with peas, not going pee. So get your mind out of the gutter.
Thank you.
But anyway, it got me thinking, like, if I were going to pick a pork product, which pork product would I pick? And if you look at my background,
Peter Piper picked
a pack of pickled pork products. How many packs of pickled pork products did Peter Piper pick? If you look at my background in the, you know, our camera setup here.
You're having a sausage
you
party.
You can see there's a big sausage party happening. And I think that's because if I did have to pick a pork product, I would pick sausage.
Why does that surprise me?
Because you'd think I'd say bacon.
Yeah, but bacon is limiting. So, yeah. Like, even I'm not going down the bacon road.
And bacon, and I think ham add to this, bacon and ham are singular.
Yeah.
They have one note.
Right.
Right?
They only sing one note.
And it's a smoky note.
I'm going to see your sauce.
Are you? Are you? And what are you going to do after seeing my sausage?
I like a nice pork butt.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, because you can do stuff with it.
You can do stuff with the butt. Butt stuff, if you will.
But no, I like a little, you know.
But
like,
no, she says.
I like fatty stuff. I like things that can shred. I like things that, you know. So I like a pork butt. 651-641-1071.
Pork butt?
What's your favorite pork product? We've got Ron on the line.
Let's go to Ron.
Hi, Ron. Ron, what's your favorite pork product?
Actually, I have to agree with you. It's a pork butt because it's 20% fat for making your own sausage.
It's so good.
There you go. So, yeah, so you start with the butt and then you can make all sorts of things.
Wow, that, yeah, you grind it up. It's got to be cold.
You can get
gotta be cold.
Sausage.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
yep,
you, Ron.
But also, you make pulled pork with it.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
See?
You can pull
it's
your
versatile.
Pork. You can pull your pork butt. Yeah.
Or you can make sausage out of the butt.
Yeah.
What about
a good ham hock?
Out of that? You know, I'm here for the ham hock.
It's good in stews.
But I don't know if I can say it's my favorite. Because,
yeah,
again,
I do think
it's not as versatile.
I think a hock, pork hock is, excuse me. Yeah, no, pork hock. Isn't that what you call it? Pork hock?
Ham hock. Ham hock.
But like just a ham hock is a very specific hock, right? It's a hammy hock.
What is a hock?
It's just a piece of the leg.
Okay.
I think. Like a shin, hunk of the shin.
Okay. A joint in the hind leg between the knee.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. So, okay. Like it's been hamified, right?
Yeah.
Whereas you could just get a raw hock, a raw pork hock.
I so badly wish you were a butcher, Bradley. I'm just loving it's been hamified.
It's been hamified. It's hammer time.
651-641-1071.
What's your favorite
yes,
pork product?
We are actually asking the question, what is your favorite pork product? Holly, who do we have on the line?
We have Shelby.
Hello, Shelby. Shelby, what's your favorite pork product? Oh, okay, bye now.
Wow, Shelby's too busy with her pork butt.
Did she give you an answer before she hung
no.
up, Holly? Okay, fine.
She did not.
All right, well, we'll I guess only have we'll to never use know.
Our imaginations.
We will never know.
But she sounded very enthusiastic to be calling in.
Okay, well, good. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to be honest. There are pork is actually probably my first favorite meat.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do just feel like there's so much you can do with it. I like beef, but I prefer pork.
We, in our house, we probably eat more chicken than anything, but I think pork is a close second. Followed by the beef.
And I like chicken, tell you about but a, pork is my favorite.
Can I tell you what I had, a pork experience that I had last week that was almost life-changing?
Tell us about your life-changing pork experience, Bradley.
As if you wouldn't be equally excited. I went to the co-op, and they had the Seward co-op, by the way, because I'm sure they still have this. They had a, you know how you've seen a porchetta roast?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a porketted pork belly. And so they just took a big hunk of pork belly. Well, they take a whole pork belly and put the seasoning from, you know, a porchetta, what in the Midwest we would call a porchetta roast.
Yep.
And season it heavily. And then they roll it up and smoke it. I don't think they smoke it.
All right. Does like, it get them high?
Yeah, like not like that, but like actually...
like puff, puff, pass.
It's aged or smoked. I don't know. But anyway, then they slice it.
Yeah.
And so you have this slice of, unlike a regular porchetta roast, it's just all pork belly.
Mm.
And then you fry it up in cast iron to get it nice and crispy. And then you stick it in the oven until it finishes cooking. And then it just literally, it has the flavor that like Italian... you know, fennelly flavor and just crispy melt in your mouth pork. I served that with like some beans.
Thanks for bringing that in so we could try that.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. There was lots left over.
He didn't.
Bloop.
He did not. Holly, do we have any other callers?
Yeah,
any other pork callers?
Yeah, Don's on the line.
Hi, Don. Don, what's your favorite pork product?
So you guys kind of talked about... bacon, and you talked about some other pork products, of course, that are beautiful, but one that my family and I just absolutely love, it's actually, you can't get it around here, it's in Canada, and it's kind of like a Polish sausage looking, but it's a smoked ring of ground pork that I think I've made it myself because you can't get it around here. It's got just a little bit of like pink salt in there, and I've tried smoking it, but it's amazing. It's so simple up there. They just, well, yeah, we're just going to grab some farmer sausage and we're going to make some food for ourselves. But to butterfly it, where you cut it up in little chunks, you can put on sandwiches. Oh my God, you guys, it's phenomenal.
What
I
is
wish
it?
They had
what
it
do they
here.
Call it?
Farmer sausage. There's one particular place in Winnipeg that we go to get it.
So it's sort of Canadian farmer sausage.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
All right.
And everybody has it, but nobody down here. So every time we go up there, we bring back, like, I don't know, a dozen packages.
Now I need
you're
to
driving
eat
across like, the border with
like,
what's in your trunk,
exactly
sausage?
Right.
I got a lot of sausage in my trunk.
Bootlegging. We're bootlegging.
I love it. Don, thank you so much for
thanks,
your call.
Thanks, Don. God, now I need to find it. I feel like we need to go on a sausage hunt.
I mean, why are they hiding it from us?
Hide it under a bushel? No.
Let that shine.
So you said butt.
I like
Holly
the butt.
Said hock.
Mm-hmm.
I said sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Sausage. Yeah, I think, you know. I think
we got a nice little buffet here.
We do. I do. Yeah, I do. I just also. Oh, okay. Also.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I've had this at the co-op. They have these chops, these pork chops, but they're kind of like, it's almost like a ribeye. Whatever the ribeye is, it's the same on the pig.
Uh-huh.
So like the beef ribeye, there's an equivalent on the pig, and that thing is life-changing too.
Yeah.
You can find it.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us for pork
for hours.
Oh, we really could. But we're not going to, because when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to check in with Zac Efron. We have not checked in on him for a while. We'll do that after
this. What's he doing?
I don't know. On My Talk 107.1. Debating on him. Hey, you know who we haven't heard from recently on the Colleen and Bradley show? My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. We have not heard from Zac Efron recently.
No, it's true, and we
What's
need...
What's going on with him?
Actually, you guys, further developments in Zac Efron's life. Apparently, he might just be taking his girlfriend to Dubai.
To do Dubai. Nice!
Well, I'm a little concerned.
Uh-oh. Well, that seems like... well, he has a history.
Yes.
Is that what you're thinking?
Well, yes, and more. So there were a couple updates that I wanted to give you about Zac, that he right now is considering Australia his home because he's like relocating. It's a people exclusive. He considers it his home. He's looking at properties. Okay, so he wants us to believe that he is now moving to Australia. That's his thing, right? And we've talked about this all summer long.
We've been on this journey.
Exactly. But I had another point to make. I'll make it later because it's now a lesser point. The story I'd like to focus on, however, is this story about him going to Dubai. Dubai. He's going to Dubai. And apparently it's for a project. In fact, according to the Daily Mail Australia, not to be confused with the Daily Mail UK or US, he is going to be flying to the Dubai in the next month to finalize, quote, a huge endorsement deal. And, of course, this story wants you to believe that the real pièce de résistance is that he's going to be traveling with his girlfriend, Vanessa. That's according to a source. Although I would like to confirm for you that nobody has ever confirmed to us that Zac Efron and Vanessa Valadares are actually a thing.
No. In fact, actually, all we've heard is they're together, they're not together. They worked out together, but they weren't actually working out together. They were working out at two separate gyms. We don't have any confirmation of anything.
Yeah, we can't really work it out.
We can't work it out.
Exactly. But we have heard rumors that maybe she's his sober coach.
That's true.
Right? Mm-hmm. This huge endorsement deal, I don't have any idea what this could be. So that's interesting. We have yet to learn what Zac Efron's huge endorsement deal in Dubai could be. But now, the reason I hesitated and elicited some concern, which you seem to pick up on, Colleen, is that he's going to be going to Dubai. And what is in Dubai?
A person who's not great for Zac. The person is named Mohammed Al Turki. And they've had a friendship in the past. And whenever we see Zac Efron with that particular individual, bad things are happening. Maybe drugs, maybe some yachting situations, maybe it's not a good look for him. It's not good.
Exactly. Also in Dubai, what else do you have in Dubai? Reportedly, supposedly, possibly, rumoredly.
Oh, yes. It's one of the world's epicenters of yachting.
Is that where you're going, Trainer?
Yep. Yeah. So yachting and like who else was connected to Mohammed Al Turki and Zac Efron and yachting?
Army Hammer?
Well, yes, that's one I wasn't thinking of, but you're absolutely right. Army Hammer put a pin in that. But also Michelle
Rodriguez,
right? And these people, so to the layperson who's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. This is math problems and I'm not good at math. Totally understand and get it because we're talking about this crap 24/7, Monday through Friday, really only from noon to three, but a couple hours before and after maybe. Here's the thing. When somebody says they're going to Dubai to work on a huge endorsement deal and they've had a troubled past with drugs and alcohol and people who have maybe made a name for themselves in problematic corners of the universe, I would be very concerned.
Yeah. Like, yeah, this isn't a good thing.
I don't think this is good for Zac. I don't think he needs to go to Dubai right now, even if it's to like open up his own chain of Frosty Freezes or whatever it was that Kim Kardashian went and opened
Dubai. That? Like a milkshake shop or something.
Yeah, milkshakes to the yard.
Millions of milkshakes.
Millions of milkshakes.
She brings millions of milkshakes.
Well, and you know who's connected to millions of
milkshakes? Mohammed El Turkey?
Well, it's well bringing it back to other people. Mm-hmm. So the guy who did the PR and all that stuff for millions of milkshakes is a close confidant of people like Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all these people are connected to yachting. And yachting is connected to drugs and alcohol.
What I hear you saying is you want Zac Efron to say goodbye to Dubai.
Yes. I want him to do a bye-bye. You want him to
don't buy.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Do you think people Dubai. In Dubai are like, yeah, enough of those puns. We've heard them all.
Yeah, probably.
I do occasionally see on my Apple TV, like a flyover of Dubai. Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly fascinated and intrigued, and I must go there someday because it is a completely planned city that like grew up in like 5 seconds, the modern part of the city, that is. And it's totally like fascinating and looks amazing, and I want to go there. But I do think that it's kind of one of those places where a lot of things that we don't realize are actually going on behind the scenes.
Right.
And like the names we have brought up in this segment so far include, but are not limited to, Mohammed El Turkey, Michelle Rodriguez, Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember who lived there for a good long while?
Lindsay Lohan.
That's where she picked up her own accent called Lilo
Doobies. What does Mohammed El Turkey have a connection to Lindsay Lohan?
Probably.
Who was the I thought there was somebody from Dubai she was connected to anyway.
Well, yeah.
Well,
go ahead, Halls.
No, not to Dubai necessarily, but there are names that are close to Dubai that have been linked to Lindsay Lohan.
Also, can we talk about Armie Hammer? And can we talk about the connections that he has to people who are connected? Like, I don't want to go down these roads because people are listening.
Well, see, that's what I was saying, is that there are connections between Lindsay Lohan and those people, and then those people and Armie Hammer et al.
Yeah, like royalty with lots of money and power, and who may be responsible for things that you should Google.
Yeah, that are not.
I would say also, if you're walking around Dubai, check toes and make sure
that I was like, where are we going?
Has all five.
Say goodbye to
and
your
you will know where Armie Hammer has been.
Lindsay Lohan in 2013 was hanging out with Mohammed El Turkey in New York. Radar Online has the photo gallery.
Interesting.
Do you think Armie Hammer plays that little piggies game before he eats your toes off?
Yeah, probably. He's like, and this little piggy
went to market.
Yeah. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy ate roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy
went wee, wee, wee.
All the way to my mouth.
All the way down my...
in my pocket.
So creepy.
Sorry, you guys. We've been obsessed with the story of Armie Hammer being a cannibal.
I put the photo gallery of Lindsay Lohan and Mohammed El Turkey in the segment.
Thank you.
It goes to show that, yes, there is a Venn diagram of all these people, and they are all connected to each other.
Can we also just talk for just one very short moment about the journey we've come on in 2021 of Armie Hammer and cannibalism? Like, if you would have said to me at the end of 2020, there's going to be a great story about Armie Hammer and cannibalism... But nothing surprises me anymore.
No.
2 weeks, folks. We've been in 2021 for 2 weeks.
Just wait.
Oh, dumb people doing dumb things next on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people. Doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over again. Oftentimes in the state of Florida.
Florida. And sometimes in other places.
Like where?
We are going into Nacional. We are going to Funabashi City in...
Japan.
Nihon. Correct. We are going to meet Ryusei Takada. He is 26 years old. He has been arrested because he is a thief. He is a thief that went by a particular moniker for quite some time before they could catch up with him because he was a serial thief. They called him the Toilet God.
Oh, mm-hmm. Is he related to Food God?
He's not, but seems like, I'm sorry, it was not Toilet God. It was God of Toilets. Oh. My apologies. He had been dubbed God of Toilets by local media because of some mysterious things that were happening in construction areas. He apparently had knowledge of the workers' schedules in these particular construction areas, and he would use those schedules to inform when he would sneak onto the construction sites and steal the toilets while the workers were off shift.
They were off, excuse me?
Off shift.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Shift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Got it.
Toilets. And, yeah, so he started stealing toilets back in October of last year. And just imagine this. Okay, so like builders building, they put the toilet in, they come back the next day and the toilet is gone. And they're like, hold the phone. I could have sworn we put a toilet in here. Oh, well. And then they have to put in another toilet. Then within days, another toilet vanished from a different house that was under construction. Same thing happens. They put the toilet in, the next day they come back, toilet's gone. And they're like, I thought we put in a toilet. In all, over the course of 3 months, Mr. Takata stole 18 toilets.
Oh, do we know what he was doing with the toilets?
I don't know, but I am. Well, I mean, he must. I don't know. He might want to check on his diet a little bit because it sounds like he's.
Do you think he was using
he needs a lot of toilets? I don't know. Is there like, I mean, is there a market for toilets?
Or maybe he has a toilet fetish.
That's true.
And in Japan, their toilets are exceptional.
They do have, their toilet technology is.
I can confirm.
Yeah.
At least even, you know, God, it's been a long time ago now. But even back in the day, there were some pretty fancy things you could do on a toilet.
Do you want to share?
Well, they had those little bidets that came out and go.
Did they have robots?
No, no toilet robots.
You would have a modesty flush on mm-hmm. some toilets where
that's
you could push
nice.
The button when you have to, you know.
Yeah.
So that you don't hear the background.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that just called a courtesy flush in the United States?
That's what we call it. And you just use the actual button to flush.
You just reach back.
But they had the sound you could get the splash on your cheeks.
Yeah. But some people find that refreshing.
I don't know if I want to go down this road. Anyway, he stole 18 toilets. And I would imagine those Japanese toilets with all the bells and whistles were probably expensive.
Pretty expensive, yeah.
Right? So maybe there is a black market.
That could be. For more of really a brown market.
That was a solid joke.
Mm-hmm. Just thought I'd pinch that off there.
That was too specific.
You guys are sure on a pun streak right now.
Okay, I think it's time to flush this story.
No more poofemisms for you. Okay.
Anyway, they finally caught up with him. They arrested him for his toilet stealing.
I did want to let anyone know, should they find themselves in our building, and in the men's restroom in our hallway.
Where are you going?
If you do try to courtesy flush, be very careful because that thing is like a hurricane in a toilet. And so if you courtesy flush, you might be lifted off the bowl. It's not just a little sprinkle of water. That thing is like
a tsunami.
It's like whoosh. Okay, anyway. All right. I need to take you to the United Kingdom. Yeah. So I want to take you to a classroom where a teacher at the Ings Primary School in Hull was forced to apologize to parents and pupils, that's children, after a genuine mistake.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
These are always fun, right?
Right.
So a teacher was trying to do an online lesson about poetry, I think, and ended up mistakenly sending the wrong video to the students.
Oh dear. Was it a video of her and her husband
No. Okay. It was a male teacher.
Oh, okay. Was it a video of him and his wife doing it?
No, I don't know why you keep focusing on sex.
Well, I'm just thinking, I was trying to think of like what would be the worst thing is to like for the teacher to be like, oh, in our next lesson, everybody, I'll be sending you a video and all the kids just opening it up.
Dun, 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 dun.
Like, No, thank you.
No, in fact, what it was so it was a poetry lesson, and and the teacher was like, I'm going to send you a poem read by this gentleman. The only problem is the video that he sent was a parody of that poem.
Oh, no. Oh,
and the parody of the poem included such topics as incest.
No.
And sex.
Okay, so here's how this kind of thing happens.
Yeah.
Because we all know.
Yep.
He didn't screen it first.
Nope.
He Googled it.
Nope.
And he was like, oh, yeah, this is the poem. And he was like, oh, this
like,
is great.
Oh, oh, on YouTube, it says the car trip poem.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's the one I want. Shares it. Did not review it. Everybody review it. Review it all. Review everything.
Yeah, apparently one of the mothers was like, I kind of half heard it the first time as I was working, and she was sitting next to me and was struggling to answer the questions. So I had to listen to the poem properly and realize something was severely wrong.
Oh, no.
I ended up having to find the correct version of the poem as I couldn't believe what I had heard and didn't want her to listen to the...
Oh, dear.
So luckily, anyway...
Yikes.
It was an error. They apologized, and the children are fine.
They're offering therapy, I'm sure. Yeah. Thank you.
What's incest?
Oh, my gosh. For our next story, we are traveling to Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
Actually, you know where we're going?
No.
Okay, we're going to the same story as yesterday, because apparently I clicked on the wrong story.
Okay. Okay,
hold, please.
No worries.
Hold, please. I was like, oh, we were just in Lincoln yesterday. We were in Lincoln. It's so weird.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, we talked about this guy who was driving naked. Okay, no. Sorry. Wrong story. Here we go. We are actually going to Florida.
Finally.
Yes. We're going to meet 51-year-old Scott Massa in Tampa, Florida. And early on Sunday morning, he tried to set a house on fire.
Oh, on purpose? I guess tried to.
Well, I'm going to say it sounds like it was on purpose because he broke a window and threw a bucket of accelerant inside. But it ignited and exploded. And unfortunately for him, he wound up setting himself on fire.
Oh, no.
He ended up having to go to the hospital with serious burns. The police found him at the hospital because he had serious burns, and now he's facing arson charges. He is presently still in the hospital. But the thing is that's weird is that there was nobody inside the house at the time, and they don't know why he was targeting that particular house.
Okay.
But apparently arson is not his talent. I would like for you to look at his mugshot. I have enclosed it at the bottom of this segment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, is, sorry.
He looks like an arsonist.
He looks like either Beavis or Butthead. Which one was the blonde?
Yeah.
Beavis.
He looks like Beavis. Fire. I mean, he literally looks like, he looks like an actual real life Beavis.
Yeah. He's also got some weird face lines. Like, you know, like we normally get lines around our face as we age, but like, what are the ones beneath his lower lip? How did those get there?
I don't know. I don't know. That is a weird place to get wrinkles.
Right?
Bradley's trying to make his face make wrinkles in that area. No.
Maybe he was always doing this.
Okay, that's not flattering. Oh, my gosh. All right. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, each and every day at 2:45 on our show, we play a fun game. That game is called the Throwback. And we're going to play that. We're going to have an extra couple minutes to play it when we come back after this on My Talk 107.1.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pots were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's.
Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.